Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Tropical storm Arthur continues to get better organized tonight off the South Carolina coast. There are tropical storm warnings for later tonight and tomorrow for the Outer Banks. Plus, we have severe weather tonight across central Illinois and Indiana. Watches in place and numerous warnings for heavy rainfall and gusty winds. That rain extends east of Chicago, now up through Michigan and back into the western Great Lakes, and south of Chicago through the Mississippi Valley all the way to the Gulf. And there's a new storm hitting the Pacific Northwest tonight. Snow, higher elevations, but mainly heavy rainfall. Tomorrow, Arthur hits eastern North Carolina. 2 to 3 inches of rain, tropical storm force winds, and is caught by that approaching front coming from the Midwest. Rain's heaviest from the Ohio Valley down to the Gulf. Little risk of anything severe tomorrow, and cooler air then follows that for a couple of days. And the Pacific storm, it kicks in, spreading rain into the Central Valley of California, snow levels dropping to 3,000 feet, the heaviest rains bumping into the Continental Divide, holding up for a day before racing on to the plains midweek. Tomorrow will be a busy weather day again. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Another weather report from the famous John Weatherby at 36 past the hour, 36 past the hour. Now you can win a prize announcement if you can guess this mystery voice.
You call that a jackknife.
Who is making that amazing statement? Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice in exchange for a prize announcement. The number is 888-688-WALT. I am live on a Sunday night. This is the most astonishing Memorial Day weekend. Do you want to know why? Usually on Memorial Day weekend, July 4th weekend, Labor Day weekend, I do the same thing. Many would say I do the same thing every show, but let's not indulge them. I would do what I had to do to find out where the big traffic jams are. You're driving on 85, 101. They're big traffic jams, especially on the Memorial Day weekend. Guess what? On the Dan Ryan, there are no traffic jams. There are no traffic jams in America. There's no air pollution. There's no noise complaints. There's nothing. The earth is lighter, the atmosphere is quieter, and my point of view, it's fantastic. There are no traffic jams. It's Memorial Day weekend, and there are no traffic jams. That's unbelievable. But I'll tell you what there is. For decades before I got married, these were the toughest weekends. 3 and 4 day weekends for a single guy are the toughest weekends. This is what I used to have to go through. It was tough. It was hard because the winter weekends, the winter long weekends, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, those are easy. All you have to do to participate in Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's is walk outside, look at the decorations, go to a church, go to a synagogue, a community center, help feed the homeless, help feed the hungry. Dozens of ways to deal with those weekends. But Memorial Day, July 4th, Labor Day, if you're single, especially if you're a single guy, these are the worst. Then you throw in the fact that, oh, in most cities, nobody can go outside. In Philadelphia, they don't want you to go outside listening to WPHT. They don't really want you walking around. This is hell. If you're a single guy and you don't have a girlfriend and you're stuck alone and your family's far away, there's nothing to do. The things you would do during the week, there's nothing to do. You're not going to go to work. That's pathetic. Most bars are pathetic. But here's the toughest part. In good times and now, the country clubs, beaches, swimming pools, swim clubs, they are not made for single guys. They are not made for a guy to go to alone. It's really difficult. And what I used to do on these weekends as a single guy is I would take joy in the fact that on Saturdays, they still delivered mail. The high point of my Saturdays was they still delivered mail. I'll be getting mail. And then on Sunday, oh, gee, so sad there was no mail. And then on the Monday or the Tuesday, oh, gee, there was no mail. And what would I do? I would walk to my favorite diner, which was the Bagel in Greenwich Village in New York City. And I only did this for, oh, a zillion years. And I'd walk to the Bagel. And on every street on the way there, there was nobody. There was nobody doing nothing. Why? Well, they were at the beach, the swim club, the tennis club. They were not in the city. And I'd walk down there, and in the Bagel diner, they had, there were other interesting people like me who had no friends, who were not inviting them anywhere. Because, you see, no matter how successful you are in your work, there's this great moat, if you're single, there's this great moat between how successful and even popular you might be at work and whether or not that extends to the rest of your life. Does that extend over the big bridge of Friday night to the rest of your life, known as the weekend? And in my case, it never did. I'd work in other cities, Los Angeles, San Francisco, on the three-day weekends, and there was Friday. Everybody that I was working with on a project would rush home like normal people. And only once, I swear to you, only once in 30 years on the road did anybody ever look at me and say, hey, we're having a barbecue. Do you want to come over? Why don't you come over to our house? Phil Hall, the program director of KRTH, said, hey, why don't you come over? I'm like, okay, that was the greatest thing I ever heard. And it was the last time. Because, you know, when you're from out of town and you're an executive helper, a consultant, they view you as a spy at all times. You're always viewed as a spy. Or maybe they just didn't like me. But this went on for years. I'd go to this diner in Greenwich Village. I'd drag it out as long as I could. I would bond with the waitress. I'd eat the cheese and eggs. This diner, I got to tell you about this diner. It was called the Bagel. And it was ideal for long weekends. And here's what it was. On one side of the counter were chairs. On the other side was a banquette of tables. There were maybe 10 seats at the counter and 10 seats at the banquette. That's it. And there were no reservations. The biggest stars you could ever imagine ate there. John Kennedy Jr. ate there. No matter who you were, you stood in line. It was the ultimate democracy. You stood in line, you waited till a seat opened up, and you sat down. And it could take 45 minutes, an hour. But then once you sat down, you may have known a diner like this. Once you sat down, the seating was perfect, the seats were perfect, and they squeezed the orange juice fresh. You could hear them squeezing it fresh. And then you got the fresh orange juice. But the chef, the short order chef, made a thing called cheese and eggs. The only other place I've seen it is at Waffle House, cheese and eggs. And it was this magical chemical blend made by unicorns of cheese and eggs. And then perfect English muffin and crispy bacon, because that's how I like it. And then it would be put in front of you and you would eat it. The perfect orange juice, cheese and eggs, crispy bacon, English muffin with too much butter. And that, I came to learn, is the key to all culinary happiness, too much butter. Isn't that right? Too much butter. And I'd eat that, and then I'd get up. I'd overtip, and then I'd leave, but then the vacuum of nothing to do the rest of the day. The challenge of being a single grown-up on a 3-day weekend. That was the greatest challenge. Let's you and I talk. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Why can we talk? Because I'm live, and there's no traffic on the road. There's no traffic anywhere, and John Weatherby will have amazing weather reports for you at 36 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is noted cryptozoologist Vilo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. Chupacabra, goat sucker, chupacabra! Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, I'm throwing out this story about the guy with the peg leg. Okay, I'm throwing out the story about the guy who was doing you-know-what while he was driving. I should have all my stuff together by the time it's my turn for Sterling on Sundays. I'm James Parker. Something's coming up on Florida Stories.
You're on edge all day, and you sleep horribly at night. If that sums up your existence, your view of normal, you'd be wise to explore CBD products. You've heard a lot about the impressive potential health benefits of CBD, right? It's the powerful extract from cannabis, the marijuana plant. But there is no high. It's legal. It's not a slip. And you don't need a prescription when you shop at cbdistillery.com. The experts trust cbdistillery.com. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of CB Distillery customers reported that CBD helps them stay calm. But it gets better. An impressive 90% said they sleep better with CBD. I found out about CBD products when I went online looking for them, and it popped up cbdistillery.com. I didn't know anything about the company. I got the products, I got them in the mail, and they were beautifully packaged, and they worked for me. They worked instantly for me. I said, what is this company? This is amazing. But it gets better. Look, if you want to be more calm and have better sleep, and if that's important to you, now is the perfect time to have CBD delivered straight to your door, straight to your door. With over 250,000 customers, CBDistillery.com is the source that I trust. And right now, get 20% off when you enter Walter at the checkout. Again, enter Walter for 20% off at CBDistillery.com. That's CBDistillery.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
Finally, there is a website, a company for guys, forhims.com. That's right, it's forhims.com. It's filled with products for men, such as tea. Who knew there was tea for men? Hair products, conditioners, body lotions, and the little blue pill. The little blue pill will help you have an erection. It is now in generic form, which means it's affordable. That's right, the little blue pill is affordable. Try Hims today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to forhims.com, but be sure to put /Walter to get your discounts. That's FORHIMS.com/Walter, forhims.com/Walter. Prescription products are subject to a doctor approval and require online consultation with the physician, who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See the website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember, that's forhims.com/Walter.
Now, the only industry that is thriving in a pandemic. From Corolla to Parma, it's the drive-thru brew. Drive through and you're through. Never leave your car. Get stuffed with Stegmeier. Now, the adventures of life inside the drive-thru brew.
It's the Memorial Day weekend, and that's a busy time for the drive-thru brew. The demands on our services are both a lot and patriotic. What do you say, Jake?
I don't understand the demand for all this Stegmeier beer. Since the Stegmeier hoot nanny on WARM Scranton ended about 50 years ago, and Rocky Glen Park closed in 1983.
Well, you are providing a great nostalgic service for everyone who is too young to go to the park alone and drink beer.
Here comes Mrs. Dorchester. She is homeless, but she lives in her car and is under the delusion that she is the Queen of England.
Well, hello, Jake. Please give me a reason to live. I see your shorts, and all I can think of is the Golden Trail of Joy that used to be a key amusement at Dorney Park and Rocky Glen. Do you remember that? I'm here to buy a T-shirt. They're the best souvenir. Now, you know, I'm all risk and can't leave the car.
I know that.
But I want a wet T-shirt contest experience. Can you throw a bucket of ice water on me as I sit in the car?
Sterling on Sundays, life in the drive-thru brew. Word Car, speaking.
All right, it's very exciting. There is no traffic jam anywhere in America. It's Memorial Day weekend, and I just said there is no traffic jam anywhere in America. Isn't that unbelievable? Unbelievable. But I was reminiscing about, you know, when I was younger, when I was in my 30s, and I was thinking about what it was like to be single on a three-day weekend. I don't know if this was your experience, but as a guy, maybe for women it's entirely different, but for a guy, to be alone on a three-day weekend is a special form of hell. There is no social activity that I can think of that I could do as a single man. On Memorial Day, July 4th, Labor Day, is it different for women? I don't know. What I would do is I'd sit at home. This was my day. I'd wake up, I'd sit at home. It was always hot. I turned up all the air conditioners. To me, a great thrill as a single guy was I used all the air conditioners. I went crazy. And then I went to my favorite diner, which was called The Bagel in Greenwich Village. I'd walk down there. I didn't live in Greenwich Village, but I'd walk there. And, you know, it'd be, you know, great to be in New York City, right? No, there was nobody there, just like now. A three-day holiday in New York City, a four-day holiday in New York City is just like it is now. And I'd walk down the streets, and there'd be nobody there, and a lot of stores closed. The restaurants would be empty, and that's depressing. And I wasn't going to go into a restaurant as a single guy alone, depressing. But I'd get to my favorite diner, and that was okay, because it was filled with actors, actresses, people who would talk to you for no particular reason. I made some friends for life like that. And then I'd leave, and boom, the sun would hit my face. It would just hit me. And then I'd have to walk around. And I'd think, should I go to a movie alone? Should I walk through Tribeca alone? And there was a time. Now, you know, Tribeca has the highest rates in New York City for rent and retail, and it's arty and all. But there was a time when Tribeca was not developed. It was empty warehouses, light manufacturing, millinery industry, and nobody was there. I mean, nobody. You crossed Houston Street, nobody was there. There were a lot of cities like this where they had the light industry part of the city that was filled with artist lofts and warehouses that became artist lofts and warehouses. Get this. I had a friend who bought a 10,000 square foot loft in Soho in New York City in the 70s and paid $13,000. Today, minimum, 10,000 square feet, minimum $5 million. That's the only reason I want a time machine. But this unique solitude and loneliness that three-day weekends provide to single people is a fascinating phenomenon. It also, though, is the primordial ooze of ideas. It is also the time when people who want to can come up with amazing ideas. No brilliant idea has ever come to anybody at work. They've never come from sitting in a room brainstorming. Never happens. It comes from the pain of loneliness and no distractions. Joyce Carol Oates, the great author, you know what she said? She said, the enemy of imagination is not a lack of ideas. It's other people interrupting. And I'm like, yes, that's right. That's exactly the problem. When there's a seismic shift in our culture, right after World War II, right after Vietnam, during Vietnam, right after Watergate, whenever there's been a seismic shift in our culture and people are kind of hanging to the edge of the cliff like they are right now, and they get to be alone for a while and really look down there and say, what's going on? This stuff coming down the cliff, falling down the hill, what is this? What am I going to do? That's when genius shows up. That's when we all have a new role. We get to write history the way we want. This is not a bad thing we're going through. This is just different. The norm of, well, we got to go to work, get up at 6 a.m, get in the car, head there, arrive there, park in the parking lot. We don't have to do that anymore. And we had to be shown that we don't have to do that anymore. We had to work from home to discover that we did not have to get in the car and go to work. But that gives us an opportunity in both education and how we work to reshape everything. That's what I believe. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. You will not believe the story we're going to hear tonight in 30 minutes from a man named Michael Turpin, who had pretty much the worst economic thing possible happen to him. And we're going to hear the usual story. The usual story, welcome to our show if you're new. The usual edition is how I hear public radio, which I view as one of the great wastes of time, both in terms of how to spend your time and how our government spends their money. Public radio, really, is that a thing? Do we have to go through that? And we'll have another episode of the Drive Through Brew, and we'll have another episode of Florida Stories, and Velo Hool will share with us exactly what is going on Oak Island. Let me give you a heads up on that. There's nothing going on Oak Island. It's the greatest. It's insane what they're doing at Oak Island. If you want to write to me during the week, it's waltermsterling@gmail.com. And my phone number right now is 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
There's a big dome of high pressure out in the Atlantic near Bermuda, so it's called a Bermuda High. A normal player in the world's weather scheme, late spring each year. Then there's a deep area of low pressure cut off from the storm track, which has now been pushed way up north. So this cutoff low is centered over the southern plains. In between that high and low is a very strong flow of moisture right off the Gulf, and a daily risk of showers and thunderstorms up the middle of the country. That's in place for the holiday tomorrow, only shifting slightly eastward Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday. And finally, Friday, a new Canadian front will start to dig into the country, trying to get through to the Tennessee Valley. But that means another wet day, Friday, right into Saturday, and even some severe threats are possible. Also note that under this cutoff low, much cooler temperatures. What we haven't mentioned, however, is how this setup stalls everything else moving across the country, including the first dangerous heat out west this week. Temps in the hundreds, excessive heat warnings already posted, and the initial days of really hot weather are always the toughest. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right. Did I mention to you that James Montauk is the sound engineer for the show tonight? And that means that everything's handled properly. There'll be no emotional issues. I won't have to deal with any horrible discrepancy reports tomorrow.
Sterling on Sunday. Hit after hit.
And we have the usual edition, which is how I hear public radio. You'll hear that 16 minutes past the next hour. And do we have a new asbestos falls? Did we get one of those? Well, we'll have a Florida story. It's at about 55 past the hour this hour. It's a full show, ladies and gentlemen. It's as much as I could get on the air on Memorial Day weekend. But this is a tough weekend for single folk. As a guy, I always had a big challenge with Memorial Day weekend, Labor Day weekend, July 4th weekend, because these are weekends where you have to be invited in. Somebody has to invite me in for these weekends. I have to be invited to your pool. I mean, before the plague, I had to be invited to your pool. I had to be invited to your country club, your tennis. I can't play tennis alone. And it's a challenge. Now, as a guy, I can't go to the beach alone. Because if I go to the beach alone, I'm a creep. About the only thing I think I could go to alone was like a Major League Baseball game. That was okay because it could sort of seem as though I was with other people. But as a woman, how did you deal with that? How did you deal with that on three-day weekends if you were single? What did you do? 888-688-WALT. 888, it's my phone number. That's what I'm giving you. Finally, now that I'm married to a much younger, very beautiful, never suffering, never complaining wife, my number is 888-688-WALT. And now that we have children, three daughters, she has backup. If things are going well with my current wife, then there'll be a problem with one of the daughters. That's been my experience. Now I have no problems with three-day weekends. You know what I want for three? You know what I want on a three-day weekend now? I want to be left alone. That's my dream now of being, that's my goal, to leave me alone on a three-day weekend. That's what I want. Never happened. I thought I was going to get a free pass. My oldest daughter got accepted to the university of her choice. She got accepted to the college of her choice, to Syracuse University, a fine school. The number one party school in North America. And what a relief that is to the father of daughters. And the way the timing worked out, I thought we were going to take her to college, and then my wife and younger kids were going to go to the beach with her sister, and I would be home alone to binge watch Fresh Off the Boat. You can watch all your Netflix pretentious crap you want. I watch Fresh Off the Boat. That was my dream. To have the life of the single guy that I no longer am, which meant strippers? No. It meant turn on all the air conditioners and order in the pizza and watch Fresh Off the Boat for 7 days and tell my friends and colleagues that I was working very hard alone. Son of a gun. On Friday, we find out that they changed the dates of the beginning of school. How is this with your school? Instead of it being on such and such date, they're moving it a week earlier, which screws up the plans to go to the beach. Instead of her going to college like on the 25th of August, it's a week earlier, which means she's not going to the beach, which means I'm stuck with all of them. I'm stuck with all four of them forever. I never get out of it. I never escape, ever. And that's on my list of annoying things. Because what I have found is that I have a robust list of annoying things. Let me share with you the annoying things I have to do.
Orange, orangey, orange, 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 orangey, 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 orange.
At any time that you'd like to share your annoying thing, the number is 800. No, it's not. It's 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This is the Memorial Day 500 of annoying things, the most annoying 500 things in my life, the things that annoy me most, 500 of them. Are you ready? I will explain each one as best I can. Arugula lettuce. There was a time when iceberg was plenty, right? And then gourmands, I'd say about 1991, started talking about arugula. You know, do you have arugula with that? And it became a thing. It used to just be the lettuce you couldn't chew, the lettuce you couldn't eat. Then it became this higher form of lettuce, this type of lettuce that we had to have with balsamic vinaigrette, absolutely essential we had to have this very specific arugula. I have to have arugula. Now iceberg wasn't good enough. All of a sudden, something that did not have class boundaries, salad, suddenly started to have class boundaries. Arugula led that pathway, was the first thing that led us to this horror show known as a gourmet salad. I blame arugula, and that is my first annoying thing. I have 500 things that annoy me. I want to know what annoys you. 888-688, because WALT, 888-688-WALT, because I know nothing is as annoying as the things that annoy me. Hilda, near Fremont, California. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hi, Walt. How are you doing? I was listening to you explaining, like, you enjoyed doing things by yourself, like looking fresh off the boat. Well, I thought of things that you could do by yourself, like maybe do a little barbecue thing, something creative, you know. You can still look at fresh off the boat, you know, or maybe you could take a little moment, some things you didn't get to call people or write a little note. Just take time doing what you want to do that makes you happy.
Well, Hilda, what do you do?
Well, I'm a writer, and I speak in various places. I love writing. I mean, oh, my passion is writing. Also, I used to dance, but I got injured. So once I get my surgery on my knee, I hope to dance again. I love to do competitive dancing.
So does my daughter. My two daughters are competitive dancers, yes. What form of dance do you do?
Well, I like doing, like, the tango, you know, foxtrot, the Greek line dance. I like to be real creative.
Have you made videos of yourself doing the tango?
No, I haven't, but I've gone to different events, and, oh, it's just wonderful.
There are no videos of you dancing, Hilda?
No, I don't have. Who's going to? I can't video myself.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
You prop up the listen to me. You prop the iPhone up, you hit the video, and you record yourself, and then you email it to me. Will you do that?
Well, I can't dance now. I got to have knee surgery.
That's horrible.
I love dancing. The music's in my soul. I can't go to places where they have music, and I can't dance. That is torment.
It is torment. Would you like to guess the mystery voice for a chance to win a prize announcement?
A mystery voice. Well, I never listened to the radio. So is it a movie star or something like so? And I should probably know.
Listen.
You call that a jackknife?
You call that a jackknife. Who do you think that is, Hilda?
You call it a jackknife? A jackknife has something to do with some type of accident.
Who do you think that is?
I have no idea.
I appreciate that you're listening to Sterling on Sunday. I thank you so much for calling, Hilda. I appreciate it. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. To me, for a single person, this is the toughest weekend. You throw in the virus, that no one's on the streets anywhere, that, gee, can I get in the water, not get in the water, I can be on the beach, can't be on, it's stupid. And I'll just say this. In every state, in every city, denizens, not the clothier, but denizens who live there, are screaming about the president or the mayor or the governor and how stupid they are to handle this. I don't feel any of that toward any elected official or toward any doctor, and I'll tell you why. Who on their CV, who on their resume has a line that says, deep experience coping with pandemics? Deep experiencing managing pandemic events. Nobody. There's nobody. There isn't a president, a mayor, a governor that wants people to die on their watch. I view them as all innocent. These are politicians. These are not scientists. These are not doctors. No one wants anybody to die on their watch. This is not something to get mad at the politicians about. I'm sorry you can't get cotton candy on the boardwalk. I'm sorry you have to stay far apart from my kids. That's too bad. No one knows anything. My friend, no one knows anything. I urge you to wish them well. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
This is noted cryptozoologist Vilo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. Chupacabra, goat sucker, chupacabra! Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, I'm throwing out this story about the guy with the peg leg. Okay, I'm throwing out the story about the guy who was doing you-know-what while he was driving. I should have all my stuff together by the time it's my turn for Sterling on Sundays. I'm James Parker. Something's coming up on Florida Stories.
You're on edge all day, and you sleep horribly at night. Now, if that sums up your idea of a new normal, you'd be wise to explore CBD. You've heard a lot about the impressive potential health benefits of CBD, right? It's the powerful extract from cannabis, the marijuana plant. But there's no high. It's legal. And you don't need a prescription when you shop at CBDistillery.com, the experts that I trust. Now, in two non-clinical surveys, 89% of CB Distillery customers reported that CBD helps them stay calm. I'm one of their customers. They don't send it to me for free. I pay for it because it works for me. But it gets better. An impressive 90% said they sleep better with CBD. Look at the clock. You're still awake. Wouldn't you like to sleep better? Well, you can now with CBD products. Look, if more calm and better sleep are important to you, now is the perfect time to have CBD delivered straight to your door. Straight to your door. They'll leave it on the stoop. You don't have to touch anybody. Ah! With over 250,000 customers, CBDistillery.com is the source that I trust. And right now, get 20% off when you enter Walter at checkout. Now, go do this now. What are you doing? You're sitting around there picking your navel? Stop. Go to CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. Again, Walter for 20% off. At CBDistillery.com. Remember, the first time I found out about CBD products, I was just looking for them. And, you know, my browser took me to CBDistillery.com. I bought the products. It came to my house. I put them on, and they worked. And then I said, let's get these guys as an advertiser. That's CBDistillery.com. Get 20% off with the promo code Walter.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Tropical storm Arthur continues to get better organized tonight off the South Carolina coast. There are tropical storm warnings for later tonight and tomorrow for the Outer Banks. Plus, we have severe weather tonight across central Illinois and Indiana. Watches in place and numerous warnings for heavy rainfall and gusty winds. That rain extends east of Chicago now up through Michigan and back into the western Great Lakes. And south of Chicago through the Mississippi Valley all the way to the Gulf. And there's a new storm hitting the Pacific Northwest tonight. Snow, higher elevations, but mainly heavy rainfall. Tomorrow, Arthur hits eastern North Carolina. 2 to 3 inches of rain, tropical storm force winds, and is caught by that approaching front coming from the Midwest. Rains heaviest from the Ohio Valley down to the Gulf. Little risk of anything severe tomorrow, and cooler air then follows that for a couple of days. And the Pacific storm, it kicks in, spreading rain into the Central Valley of California, snow levels dropping to 3,000 feet, the heaviest rains bumping into the Continental Divide, holding up for a day before racing on to the Plains midweek. Tomorrow will be a busy weather day again. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
John Weatherby again at 36 past the hour. Coming up in seconds, the usual edition, my perspective on public radio, the horror show known as Public Radio, and we'll have another episode of Life in the Drive-Thru Brew. Now we have a story that I couldn't believe it when I read it in the prestigious New York Post, and then I read it again in the Daily Mail, and I went, wait a minute, I know Michael Turpin. I have known Michael Turpin for almost 20 years. We serve on an advisory board together. He is a man of unquestioned integrity. He's a brilliant guy. He is a cryptocurrency investor. I can't even pronounce that. And the CEO of Transform Group. Hello, Michael Turpin.
Hi, Walter.
It is a pleasure to have you on Sterling on Sunday. Michael Turpin, I think the best way to approach this, Michael, please tell us this story.
Well, yeah, I think the Post did a good job. Michael Kaplan wrote the feature of laying it out. But basically, a 15-year-old at the time was a ringleader of a cryptocurrency gang. There's several of them out there. These kids meet each other in video game chat rooms, and they're, you know, kind of valedictorians gone bad. My nickname for Alice Pinsky is Baby Al Capone. And, you know, they go in and they exploit a weakness that has shockingly not been fixed in the major carriers, AT&T, T-Mobile, AT&T being the worst of them, Verizon, all have variations of this, which is that they don't cover their passwords. So when you call in and you say, I need to do something, they'll say, oh, what's your password? What's your PIN? And they'll look it up. Well, the fact that they can look it up means that, you know, they can see it, and so can any little 19-year-old twerp who is being paid minimum wage at a store. In this case, it was a 19-year-old who was at a store in Norwich, Connecticut, who was bribed by this gang. And once they hand over the SIM to their phone, they get at it. They have a whole gang of people, and they go rifling through anything they can find in my digital life. The phone company said SMS would make you safer, and it doesn't.
Hook us in. How much do you think was stolen from you in cryptocurrency?
I know exactly how much was stolen, $23.8 million.
Now, people who own cryptocurrency, they have a hard time getting access to their own money. There's that famous story of some Canadian guy who died, forgot to leave the passwords with people. People lost billions of dollars. Now, you lost, how much was it again?
Almost $24 million, $23.8.
You lost $24 million because some kids could get a hold of your SIM card, the SIM card, and the only difficulty us normal folks have is our SIM card is hard to install. You need a tweezer. That's all I know about the SIM card. Your SIM card stolen, and these kids allegedly were able to take $24 million from you. Please explain. Wait, hold on a second. I want you to explain to us exactly how that works in just seconds.
Sure.
In just seconds with Michael Turpin on Sterling on Sunday.
This is noted cryptozoologist Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Chupacabra, goat sucker, chupacabra, later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, I'm throwing out this story about the guy with the peg leg. Okay, I'm throwing out the story about the guy who was doing you-know-what while he was driving. I should have all my stuff together by the time it's my turn for Sterling on Sundays. I'm James Parker. Something's coming up on Florida Stories.
The horror of going to a pharmacy you go to all the time. A pharmacy where you're flirting with the pharmacist. You know, Susan or Michelle behind the counter who's always happy to see you. Always happy to see you. And you're flirting with her, and now you hand her a prescription. And the prescription is for the little blue pill. Her smile stops. She never flirts with you again. It's over between you two. That doesn't have to happen. If you go to forhims.com/Walter, you can get the little blue pill online, and then they send it to you wherever you want discreetly. They fill the prescription and send you the pill. At forhims.com/Walter, try Hims today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to forhims.com/Walter. That's forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Now go see the website for full details and safety information so the lawyers stay happy. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy and seeing Michelle, you don't want to do that. Remember, that's for hims.com/Walter. Get the little blue pill online. Have it sent discreetly to wherever you want. Get the information at forhims.com/Walter. No need to go to the pharmacy. No need to go to the smelly doctor's office where you have to wait 45 minutes in that waiting room with those people who are making, you know, those strange sounds. This way you can get your erection medicine online, no problem. And then you can enjoy your life. That's forhims.com/Walter, forhims.com/Walter.
Sterling on Sunday.
You're on edge all day and you sleep horribly at night. If that sums up your new normal, you'd be wise to explore CBD. You've heard a lot about the impressive potential health benefits of CBD, right? It's the powerful extract from cannabis. There's no high, it's legal, and you don't need a prescription when you shop at cbdistillery.com. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of CB Distillery customers reported that CBD helps them stay calm. But it gets better. An impressive 90% said they sleep better with CBD. Look, if more calm and better sleep are important to you, now is the perfect time to have CBD delivered straight to your door. You don't even have to touch the guy. With over 250,000 customers, CBDistillery.com is the source I trust. And right now, you enter Walter at checkout. Again, that's Walter for 20% off at CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com.
Sims, but they're able to go and move the actual sim from one piece of, from one chip to another wirelessly now, and they can do it without your permission. They never even called me and said, "Is this, you know, you?" You know, whereas, you know, with a credit card, they'll call you every time they think that you went to Cleveland and shouldn't be in Cleveland buying, you know, something at Dairy Queen.
Every time.
Every time. And it's, yeah. And here, there's literally been thousands of these cases, and AT&T and the others, but mainly AT&T, have hundreds of cases in front of law enforcement, and they're starting to build up an array of cases in the courts. And it's just shocking to me that they don't do the simple thing that I gave an open letter last year to the FCC and said, you want to stop SIM swapping, this, you know, multi-billion dollar crime, cold, make them cover their password so they have to punch it in. If someone had to punch in my secret password, they'd never be able to get it. But because anybody who's a 19-year-old minimum wage kid can see that password, they're then able to look at it and then just simply, with nobody else supervising permission, go and switch it and give it to a criminal that had paid them $100.
And what's interesting about these, what's interesting about the cell phone passwords, and I've noticed this with every phone company that we have to deal with, they are the only ones, that's the only industry where the guy on the phone, the customer service person, can see my password. Any other time I try to use that for identification, they say, I can't see your password. I can't see your password. The electric company, they can't see my password. Gas company can't see my password. Now, here's the question I have for you, Michael Turpin, who's an expert in cryptocurrency investing. Now they get the $24 million, or you have the $24 million. How do you get it out? How does it come to you?
Right. So none of this was Bitcoin. These were small coins. What Transform Group does is we've worked with over 200 blockchain companies, including Ethereum, and we've done the work for more than 100 token sales. So I've worked with a lot of smaller companies. And in the case here, the vast majority of what got stolen was a token that when I was working with a company, it was worth a penny. And when it got stolen, it was worth $7.50 roughly. And because they hacked me on the day in January that the markets went crazy and went to $800 billion. And so this one little token that I got paid in part in the company's tokens, and I had sold some of them, and I still had some waiting in this wallet because I thought it was going to keep going higher, and it did. And they were able to go in. It was what they call a native wallet. I mean, I didn't lose a single Bitcoin. I didn't lose any Ethereum. I didn't lose any of sort of the major ones because those are all in what they call hardware wallets in safety deposit boxes. Those are very easy to protect. But with some of these smaller things, you have to choose to either put them on the exchange, which exchanges get hacked, or you have to put it in sort of these native, let's call them handmade wallets that the companies make. And they're usually pretty secure, but, you know, whatever vulnerabilities they have, a really sophisticated hacker, which Ellis Pinsky is able to go in with a gang of his, fellow Confederates, his henchmen, so to speak, and just rifle through everything they think they can get into. And, I mean, literally, it's not just crypto. They can go in and, hack into your email. They can do reverse lookup every Gmail you have if it's not on Google 2FA. They can go in and tell all your credit card companies in the middle of the night, gee, I lost my credit card. Please pay to send it to this hotel in Cleveland and pay for the rush charges. And then they pick it up and just burn through them before you knew anything happened. They can hack into bank account information. I mean, crypto is the big one because they've really developed this way of bribing the phone company junior people in the stores. And it's just shocking that they haven't taken care of this vulnerability.
Michael Turpin, how can a potential investor in cryptocurrencies get in touch with you?
Well, I'm on LinkedIn, Michael Turpin, T-E-R-P-I-N, and I'm michael@transformgroup.com.
Michael Turpin is on LinkedIn, T-E-R-P-I-N. I've known him a very long time. He's a really good guy. I had no idea he had $24 million, or I would have made him buy lunch. Michael, thank you so much for being on Sterling on Sunday. You're a good guy. Thank you so much for telling us your amazing story, unbelievable story. Thanks so much. It's 22
and
past.
We're going to get them.
Oh, you will get them. Thank you. It's Sterling on Sunday at 22 past the hour, and we're talking about things that annoy us. I had to tell that story. I saw that in the newspaper. I'm like, look, I don't know anything about bitcoins or cryptocurrency. Neither do you. But, oh, my gosh, I had to get that story. It was unbelievable.
Orange, orangey, orange, orange. Orange, orange, orange. Orangey, 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 orange.
The annoying orange. Do you have an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old? Then you know about the annoying orange. You know all about the annoying orange. And you know that when they turn that on, or SpongeBob SquarePants on the TV, you're now annoyed. I'm going through my list of the Memorial Day 500 of the most annoying things that I have to deal with on any given day. You're welcome to enhance the list at any time. All right, let's see. We already talked about arugula. Let's talk about Volvos. The first time that I ever came one-on-one with a car that was a statement was the Volvo. And the Volvo in the 80s was not an attractive thing. Much more attractive now, I think it's safe to say. But a Volvo comes with a package. I've noticed that people who drive Volvos listen to public radio. Public radio is not attractive to me in any way. They eat arugula. This all flows together, my friend. They run nature preserves. They wear earth shoes. I have a story about earth shoes. But the people who drive Volvos view this as an entire lifestyle. I wouldn't be surprised if their garage was earthen, that it was made out of mud. That wouldn't surprise me one bit. Self-checkout at Walmart. Is there anything worse than self-checkout at Walmart? Because not only is the person now in front of you in line, and there are 10 people in front of you, but they're learning a new skill. They are learning how to run a barcode machine. Personally, I don't want to learn how to run a barcode machine. Do you? Do you want to learn how to run a barcode machine? No. If I have to run the barcode machine at Walmart, I want to be paid for it. And I hear many other people starting to say the same thing. Well, I want to be paid if I'm going to check out. Yeah, I want to be paid too if I'm going to check out. Isn't that a reasonable goal? Isn't that a reasonable goal, ladies and gentlemen? If I'm going to do the checkout at Walmart, shouldn't I get paid for it? Cell phone fees. Now, we just heard Michael Turpin here that SIM card in my cell phone is not really a piece of hardware. That SIM card exists in the cloud and is somehow or another attached to the SIM card in my phone. But it can be the SIM card in my phone can be swapped out at any given time electronically. It is not secure in any way. You don't need the little tweezers to take it in and out. But then I get the cell phone bill, and I'll tell you what really ticks me off about the cell phone bill. This is what really annoys me. The cell phone bill has FCC fees and state taxes and federal taxes, but the cell phone bill is controlled by the Federal Communications Commission, and the Federal Communications Commission controls the radio station you're listening on. It controls what I'm allowed to say in the broadest sense. They are the enforcers of what Congress says I'm allowed to say. There are a handful of words I'm not allowed to say, and I'm not allowed to say anything that is obscene, and I'm not allowed to commit slander. I'm not allowed to say something about somebody that is not true. But it's vague, and it changes, and it's never been enforced consistently. It's never been enforced consistently. In the 50s, you know, Lucy and Desi were not allowed to sleep in the same bed on I Love Lucy. That offended community standards somehow. I've never fully understood that. But that's the deal. Therefore, listen, FCC, worry about the cell phone bill and how corrupt the cell phone bills are, and don't worry about me. Just don't worry about me or anything I say or any of my colleagues like Ryan Recker on KMOX. Don't worry about anybody on KMOX. They're all fine. Jim Gracie's KDKA, no problem. KFBK in Sacramento, no problems. In fact, you can take them off your watch list. There will be no problems there. That's the challenge. Why isn't the FCC focused on my cell phone bill, which looks very suspicious to me? Whenever there's too much for something so insignificant like a cell phone bill, then you know there's something wrong going on. And then we just learned from Michael Turpin that for all of those fees and all of those taxes, my SIM card in my cell phone isn't even really password protected. Anybody working at any cell phone company could overlook the shoulder of any customer service person and see my password to get into my phone and change out my SIM card electronically. They don't need to physically pull it out and put in a different card. That's not okay. Let's talk about the things that annoy you. What annoys you? My name is Walter M. Sterling. This is a show that's live on Sunday night. Is this spectacular? And it's Memorial Day weekend. There's no traffic. There's no traffic anywhere in America. How could that happen? I find many pluses to not going to work. I find many positives to not getting in a car. I don't think that's a bad thing to get in a car. Don't get me wrong. But, gee, the price of gas has gone down. The pollution has gone down. And I ain't no freaking liberal. It's just the truth. But what annoys you? Let's vent it, and then we can start the week better. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, as I go through my annoying Memorial Day 500.
Orange, orangey, orange, 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 orangey, 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 orange.
It's an exciting time. Coming up in just seconds, we're going to have complete weather from John Weatherby, our staff meteorologist, and my view of public radio. We're going to hear my perspective on public radio, plus you. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. What annoys you?
Atlantic, near Bermuda, so it's called a Bermuda High. A normal player in the world's weather scheme, late spring each year. Then there's a deep area of low pressure cut off from the storm track, which has now been pushed way up north. So this cutoff low is centered over the southern plains. In between that high and low is a very strong flow of moisture right off the Gulf, and a daily risk of showers and thunderstorms up the middle of the country. That's in place for the holiday tomorrow, only shifting slightly eastward Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday. And finally, Friday, a new Canadian front will start to dig into the country, trying to get through to the Tennessee Valley. But that means another wet day, Friday right into Saturday, and even some severe threats are possible. Also note that under this cutoff low, much cooler temperatures
What we haven't mentioned, however, is how this setup stalls everything else moving across the country, including the first dangerous heat out west this week. Temps in the hundreds, excessive heat warnings already posted, and the initial days of really hot weather are always the toughest. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
And I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday. I do not scream at the Democrats. I think there's something else we can talk about, like our lives. Can we just talk about our lives? Pamela, listening in, what, Sacramento on KKSF. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hello. I'm actually down in the Bay Area in Concord right now. So, delivering groceries to my elderly mom. So,
see what a good daughter you are. What a good daughter you are.
Yeah. I try. You know, you got to take care of your family, you know.
Yes.
So, yeah. But nice to talk to you. I rarely ever get in on the show sometimes to get in to talk to people, so I'm very honored. So, but I wanted to bring up, you were talking about the taxes or something with the cell phone bills. I never really looked at my cell phone bill, so I didn't really realize there were taxes involved in with it. But I do know my DirecTV bill does not have any taxes because DirecTV's even told me that they can't tax over the air stuff. So
They can't tax
over the airwaves is what DirecTV has told me, which is really weird that they would tax cell phone waves then or cell phone bills. You know, because like there's no taxes. Like my DirecTV bill is straight $35. That's it. I'm on a deal. So, but it's a straight $35. There's no taxes, no nothing with it. And so I'm wondering how can they put taxes on it on cell phone when doesn't it use the same airwaves per se?
No, they use a different frequency.
Is it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I don't understand anything you just said. I would have sworn that you could get taxes. No, wait, they advertise the fact that on DirecTV they don't charge taxes. And I just figured that they did that by rolling in those charges into one fee, that it was one fee per on DirecTV. But these are mysteries to me that elude me. Now, where are you driving right now? Where are you driving?
I'm actually going through Walnut Creek right now. I'm going down to Orinda, California.
Do you see any traffic?
Yeah, there's traffic on the road. It's not bad, though. It's just, it almost looks like a normal evening traffic, though, which I'm kind of surprised with. Yeah.
I'm shocked and amazed. Would you like to guess the mystery voice for a chance to win a prize announcement?
Sure. I'll probably bomb at it, but okay.
Do you call that a jackknife? Who do you think that is?
So, the first voice or the second voice?
There's only one.
Oh. You call that a jackknife? Call it a jackknife. It almost kind of sounds like, alfalfa.
Alfalfa?
Remember alfalfa from the Little Rascals?
It's a woman's voice.
And, oh, is it?
Yeah, it is. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate the call, Pamela. Thank you.
Quasimodo predicted all this.
Who did what?
All these problems, the Middle East, the end of the world.
Nostradamus. Quasimodo's the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh, right. Nostradamus.
Nostradamus and Notre Dame. It's two different things completely.
You know, there's a terrible news story in San Francisco that started yesterday morning and is continuing to now. If you've ever been to San Francisco, if you live in San Francisco, listening on KKSF, Real Talk 910, I mean, absolutely horrible that Fisherman's Wharf has suffered an enormous fire.
It could take all weekend to secure the scene of a massive fire near Fisherman's Wharf. It destroyed a warehouse and nearly burned down a historic World War II victory ship. The flames erupted before sunrise, sending up a column of smoke that could be seen for miles. The fire happened at the back end of Pier 45. KPIX 5's Dot Lynch spoke with witnesses who called 911, and he has some amazing footage of the fire.
The fire is now contained, no longer threatening any nearby structures. But now with the winds really picking up, firefighters are looking out for any hot spots that may pop back up. And looking at the big flames from this morning, a lot of folks say the SS Jeremiah O'Brien is a Memorial Day miracle. Fire, smoke, and explosions. Witnesses say this intense firefight started out from what may be the explosion of a small propane tank at 4:15 in the morning.
Actually, I heard an explosion, and then the fires just bursted out of the building.
All I heard was a big old bang, and I thought, and it was just, it made it loud because of the warehouse, the echo.
Maricel Dizon had just arrived at work. She helped to evacuate other workers at nearby buildings.
It was scary, but, you know, I had to act fast and make sure I called 911.
Workers say what was a small fire quickly spread, and in less than 5 minutes, engulfed the building with thick black smoke.
Huge, shooting out of the roof. I mean, it was big and it was hot.
It was really in my face.
You felt the heat.
Yeah, I felt the heat.
Flames shot up about 100 feet into the sky.
Right now, we're doing what's called a surround and drown. So we're getting this from all sides. It's too dangerous for our members to be in there.
Two fire boats sprayed water to prevent the flames from jumping to the SS Jeremiah O'Brien Floating Museum, which is docked next to the warehouse.
It's my professional opinion that without the fire boat, we would have lost the Jeremiah O'Brien.
Four crew members safely evacuated, and very little damage to the World War II warship.
The Jeremiah O'Brien's been known as the lucky ship, one of the last Liberty ships around, and she survived the North Atlantic and D-Day, and that was the first reaction. It's a miracle.
I want to show you how intense the fire was. We're standing about three blocks away from the fire scene, and here's a piece of charred foam that flew all the way from the fire scene. It took more than 7 hours to contain the fire. The warehouse is known as Building C, roughly the size of a football field. It was mostly used to store fishing gear for local fishermen and as a parking lot. It also contained the office of the sightseeing cruise company Red and White Fleet. Workers at nearby buildings say homeless people often slept in the warehouse.
It could have been just some homeless folks being careless with, you know, making their breakfast.
Firefighters are not ready to say who or what caused the fire. It'll be a while before they can safely enter the building to look for the cause. The fire injured one firefighter. He is doing okay now.
All right, well, that's the good news. Only one firefighter was injured. Nobody was killed. That's the situation at Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco. And this is Sterling on Sunday.
All right, I'm throwing out this story about the guy with the peg leg. Okay, I'm throwing out the story about the guy who was doing you-know-what while he was driving. I should have all my stuff together by the time it's my turn for Sterling on Sundays. I'm James Parker. Something's coming up on Florida Stories.
This is noted cryptozoologist Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Chupacabra. Goat sucker. Chupacabra! Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
The new normal. What does that mean to you? Does it mean you're going to be on edge all day? You're going to sleep horribly at night? Is that the new normal? Well, I think you'd be wise to explore CBD products. You've heard a lot about the impressive potential health benefits of CBD. It's the powerful extract from cannabis, the marijuana plant. There's no high. It's legal. They're not going to pull you over for it. And you don't need a prescription when you shop at cbdistillery.com. The experts I trust. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of CB Distillery customers reported that CBD helps them stay calm. But it gets better. An impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. Look, if more calm and better sleep are important to you, now is the perfect time to have CBD delivered straight to your door. With over a quarter of a million customers, CBDistillery.com is the source that I trust. And right now, get 20% off when you enter Walter at checkout. Again, enter Walter for 20% off at CBDistillery.com. I found out about CBDistillery.com when I was just looking for CBD products one day on the internet.
And it took me to CBDistillery.com. I ordered the products with my own money, and I use them every day. And they remove my pain, they can help me get calm, and they help with my sleep. CBDistillery.com, promo code Walter. Three-day weekend, my vision of hell. When I was a single guy, there was nothing worse than a three-day weekend. How about you? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. That's my number. And that's where we find Judy from Texas with a terrible joke. Welcome, Judy. We're always excited.
How are you today?
I'm excited to be with you, Judy.
Well, happy Memorial Day.
Yes, ma'am.
I was going to do a birthday joke because I have a birthday coming up.
Ah.
But because it's Memorial Day, I changed my mind. I'm going to tell you a Memorial Day joke.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, first of all, you watch a baseball game. You watch a baseball game because you're an American. You get a big drink. You're an American. You go to the bathroom. You're an American. But what are you while you're in the bathroom?
What?
European.
CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
Just all white. It's gorgeous.
But basically, due to insurance or something of the little town, they're not allowed to have any kind of parades. So what they do is they have this massive rainbow flag, and they come down with a Canadian flag and a rainbow flag down the mountain, and it's sort of their version of a parade. I think it's super cute. Don't you, baby? Yeah. I think it's a lovely way to celebrate Pride. So we're up here waiting for them to go down. Hello.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
There's so many things that annoy me. I've made a list of them. And we have the Memorial Day 500 of things that annoy me. And we've gone through a few of them now. I think it's time to go through a few more. The greatest annoyance in my life, and I believe the source of all corruption and the spreading of the virus, are toll booths on toll roads. Why hasn't one governor said, and we're shutting down all the toll booths? Why hasn't the president said, we're going to shut all the toll booths? I'm telling the governors to shut the toll booths. Because they are under the purview of the governors. Now, the tolls are supposed to be paying for road repair and to pay the roads. But guess what? Those roads were built a long time ago, and maybe 10 to 20% of the revenue from the tolls goes to road maintenance. And in most states, if you hit one of those side rails, if you hit a center divider and you damage it, you're going to get a bill. No, I'm not kidding. You're going to get a bill. And the toll takers, which are handling thousands of pieces of money a day, they're taking it in and they're handing it out. Any chance for spreading disease that way? What do you think? I'd like to see an end to all tolls. I have said this for years. You would not believe how much money these tolls bring in. You can find it out in any state. Those are public budgets. You can see how much they bring in and how much they spend. In New Jersey, there are two toll roads, the New Jersey Turnpike and the Garden State Parkway. Each of them gross over $1 billion. What do they do with that money? The roads are ugly. The toll booths are ugly. They certainly don't use it for beautification. They use prisoners to clean the side of the roads. I don't want to be with my kids in the car watching prisoners clean up. I have no idea what they do with the money, but I know it isn't what it should be used for. So let's get rid of the tolls. There's no need for the tolls. They annoy me. They've always annoyed me, and they don't do what they're supposed to be doing. Anything to do with an airplane. There was a time. This is one of my annoyances. On the Memorial Day 500 of things that annoy me, Walter Sterling. It used to be that I loved to get on an airplane. I loved airplanes. It was my porn. I'd get on an airplane, and for 1 hour, 5 hours, 8 hours, no one knew really where I was or how to reach me. No one could reach me. Now, is there anything worse than getting on an airplane? Oh, it's horrible. It's just horrible. And talk about spreading a virus. You know, now the last 10 years, the joke has been, if you get on an airplane, you're going to be sick. There's no reason for that. The reason that happens is because of the air exchange. And that has to do with the relationship between the ventilation system and the jet engines and how much fuel they use. The more fuel they use, the better the air air in the fuselage. When they cut down on the air, they cut down on the air exchange, they're using less fuel. That's how cheap they are. These are horrible companies. And now all their solutions for the coronavirus, these seem pretty lame. What needs to happen, about 25 years ago, there was the best commercial on TV for an airplane. It was for American Airlines. And it showed workers going into the airplanes, unbuckling seats and throwing them on the runway. They got rid of seats. That was their advertising campaign. More room in every flight. Yes, but that was 25 years ago. We haven't seen that since, have we? Instead, these airlines, United, American, they're all finding ways to make the bathrooms smaller so they can add more seats. It's a wretched experience. I tell my kids this, they don't believe me. There was a time, not only did they serve roast beef in first class and cut it to order, they served it in coach and cut it to order. You could order your roast beef exactly the way you wanted not so long ago. That's gone. We're all done with that now. Instead, I have to give them the big deer eyes, the big puppy dog eyes to get 2 bags of peanuts. Have you had that experience? Could I have a second bag of peanuts, please? Could I have another bag of peanuts, please? And then if they really like me, if I order a snack box for $10, if they really like me, they'll not charge me. If I buy a kid's snack box, they almost will never charge me. Oh, this is for my kid. Then they think I'm a wonderful dad. But it's so sad that it's become this. Any trip on an airplane is a bad experience and a source of endless annoyance to me. And then coming up in just seconds, I will tell you one of the greatest sources of annoyance to me, my sister-in-law, because it's the Memorial Day 500 of things that annoy me, Walter Sterling, and I'd like to know the things that annoy you. What annoys you? Let's get it out. Get it out now. Get it on the radio, and then you're done. You don't have to be miserable to everybody that you run into this week. You want my phone number? Great. I'm live. It's 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. Oh, there's Neil Paul and Judy Anderson and D. Wells and John Kelly, all my Midnight Misfits. And yes, I will get to the usual edition coming up in just seconds. Coming up in just seconds on Sterling on Sunday. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. It's a big network radio show. Can you feel the size of it? Can you feel how big it's getting? It's huge. Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Tropical storm Arthur continues to get better organized tonight off the South Carolina coast. There are tropical storm warnings for later tonight and tomorrow for the Outer Banks. Plus, we have severe weather tonight across central Illinois and Indiana. Watches in place and numerous warnings for heavy rainfall and gusty winds. That rain extends east of Chicago, now up through Michigan and back into the western Great Lakes, and south of Chicago through the Mississippi Valley all the way to the Gulf. And there's a new storm hitting the Pacific Northwest tonight. Snow, higher elevations, but mainly heavy rainfall. Tomorrow, Arthur hits eastern North Carolina. 2 to 3 inches of rain, tropical storm force winds, and is caught by that approaching front coming from the Midwest. Rains heaviest from the Ohio Valley down to the Gulf. Little risk of anything severe tomorrow, and cooler air then follows that for a couple of days. And the Pacific storm, it kicks in, spreading rain into the Central Valley of California, snow levels dropping to 3,000 feet, the heaviest rains bumping into the Continental Divide, holding up for a day before racing on to the Plains midweek. Tomorrow will be a busy weather day again. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
It's the usual edition from Public Radio with Rachel Goldstein Shabazz in the role of an award-winning journalist.
I was eating my avocado toast with fresh basil and sprouts and drizzled balsamic. Such an indulgence. This lavender tea makes it easy to eat while I'm on the air. Oh, the hemp air is good in the morning. For our first report, we rely on blind reporter Jim Penske, who is covering the first NASCAR race in months and the first NASCAR race ever on public radio. Jim is at the Darlington racetrack. As a child, my father would take me to the Pocono Downs racetrack and drink craft beer. On the way home, we would listen to Stegmeyer Hootenanny on warm radio from Scranton. It was legal to drink and drive then.
You are the groovy sounds on the Joey Shaver Show.
Rachel, you seem to be having woozy problems. Like Ryan Seacrest. The race is about to start at Darlington Racetrack. No one is here, but Public Radio is committed to natural sound and an authentic experience for our member stations. Humans and a machine, one entity. I'm blind reporter Jim.
This edition of the usual edition is made possible by a grant, Ronnie Grant, and his record collection.
Alice Cooper, the very lovely voice of. I'm 18, I kind of like it.
I want pieces of vinyl. And by the Earth and Dam Manufacturers of Michigan, who ask, how's it going for you?
As the Midwest suffers from extensive flooding, we must ask, can we learn more about damming by visiting an open-air market in Mongolia? For this report, we travel on rough transport to Outer Mongolia and award-winning journalist James.
Out in Mongolia, we enter the open-air market.
This is the mini cork hog hot stone lamb barbecue.
And it's still sizzling. You guys hear that?
That's the Mongolian welcome song. It smells so incredible.
Thank you.
It comes with this little side of pickles and this dipping soup.
I can't wait any longer. I gotta get this thing started.
Let's start with a little lamb rib. Look at this. Oh my goodness. It looks so delicious. Okay, it's not falling out the bone. Clean off the bone and dip it in this little dipping sauce here.
So happy.
We will leave the eating to the indigenous people. Safe distances and all. Rachel, you should join us for one of these adventures.
So inviting, James. Thank you for being with us this week. Next week, we start our non-stop fund drive on non-commercial radio. A really long commercial disguised as public service.
Orange. Well, there you have it. Coming up in just seconds, we'll have Florida stories, but I'm going through the Memorial Day 500 of things that annoy me, and I'm happy to add things that annoy you to the list. Your phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Coming up in seconds, I will tell you why my sister-in-law is on my list of things that annoy me. On the Memorial Day 500, this is Sterling on Sunday. I bet you've heard about CBD products. They're products made from the marijuana plant, the hemp plant. But unlike the 60s, they're legal. They're legal. You don't need a prescription. And they work. Well, they worked for me. Listen, you're on edge all day, and you sleep horribly at night. If that sums up your idea of a new normal, you'd be wise to explore CBD. You've heard a lot about the impressive potential health benefits of CBD. It's the powerful extract from cannabis. There's no high, it's legal, you don't need a prescription. When you shop at CBDistillery.com, the experts I trust. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of CB Distillery customers reported that CBD helps them stay calm, but it gets better. An impressive 90% said they sleep better with CBD. They sleep better with CBD. Look, if more calm and better sleep are important to you, now is the perfect time to have CBD delivered straight to your door. With over a quarter of a million customers, CBDistillery.com is the source that I trust. And right now, you get 20% off when you enter the promo code WALTER at checkout. Again, enter WALTER for 20% off at CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. I use the CBD cream and salves on my joints, on my thumbs. I put it on, and the pain does not go away in an hour, in half an hour. Doesn't go away tomorrow. For me, it goes away instantly with CBD products. That's right, the pain goes away instantly. It may be different for you, but why not try it out? You're doing nothing right now. Go to the website, get the information, cbdistillery.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
ForHymns.com/Walter. ForHymns.com/Walter is a whole cornucopia of products for guys. Hair products, body lotion, teas. They have teas for guys, but they have the little blue pill, the generic little blue pill, which means you and I can afford erection medicine. Try Hims today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to forhims.com/Walter. That's forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or embarrassed yourself at the pharmacy. Remember, that's forhims.com/Walt.
This is Florida Story. Thank you. For our first Florida story, we are not going to be in any town or city. We are going to be in the wilderness in an area called Lake Wells Ridge in Central Florida, where scientists have discovered a long-lost blue bee. This is an ultra-rare bee They do sting. They are potentially deadly. And I am counting down to the viral video of the ultra-rare Florida blue bee versus a murder hornet. Because you know that's about to happen. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to Avon Park, Florida, where here's the headline. Florida man arrested for driving with his penis out. And you know what? It's exactly what you think it is. Can we just, let's just skip this one. Can we skip? I'm skipping it. Cool? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Yes, our patience levels are lower in the post-virus world. Next headline. Lakeland, Florida. At a Publix liquor store, a common courtesy happens. Man's walking into the liquor store. He sees another guy coming in behind him. He holds the door open for him. After you, sir. The guy doesn't say thank you. He got his feelings hurt. So then Florida man says, hey, you don't say thank you to people who open the door for you? So then the guy says, yeah, thank you, and walks off. They bump into each other over by the gin. They start jawing again. And Florida man, the guy that was originally holding the door open, being the superb gentleman, just starts wailing on this guy, punching him in the face. There's a great little viral video of it. Even though he is a little high-strung and prone to violence, he's right. If someone holds the door open for you, you should say thank you. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
All right, for our next Florida story, we go to Lee County, Florida. We're at the Bass Pro Shop. There's a viral video. In the Gulf Coast Town Center, they have one of those big Bass Pro Shops. You ever been to a Bass Pro Shop? It's like a big three-story tall pavilion, just like one big open room. And in the middle of all of them, they have a giant aquarium that's at least 10, maybe even 15 feet tall with that big sheet of glass on one side so you can see all the fish going through and like the artificial rocks. And some kids jumped in there, put it online. It goes viral.
This man took freestyle to a whole different level, diving into the store's aquarium Sunday.
All right, now you hear the story, you think, that probably happens like once a month in Florida, right? Yeah, I thought that too, and it turns out we're right.
It's called the Bass Pro Challenge. And we found dozens of videos showing people doing this exact same thing.
I've seen it on TikTok. That's it. So, yeah, it's kind
of
funny.
There's dozens of these videos of people jumping into the giant aquariums at Bass Pro Shops. I'm almost proud. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. SpringRockMedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker. And this is Florida Stories.
Orange, orangey, orange, orange. Orange, 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 orangey, 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 orange.
Yes, there's nothing more annoying than the annoying orange. If you have an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old, you know the horror of them saying we're going to watch the annoying orange now on TV, because once they start watching the annoying orange and Buttman, it never gets turned off. It's on the top of my list of things that annoy, and it's the Memorial Day 500. The Memorial Day 500 of things that annoy me most. 500 things that annoy me most. Welcome, my midnight misfits. You don't fit in. That's why you're here. If you were normal, you'd be asleep, or you'd be drunk and asleep, or you'd be coming back from the beach and asleep. But instead, it's you and me, because there's no reason for you to feel alone or to feel lonely. We have each other, finally. There's a club that you belong to. It's the Midnight Misfits Club. Would you like a membership card? No problem. They're free and you can get it right now. Go to WalterMSterling.com. WalterMSterling.com. Click on Midnight Misfits and you will see the card. And you download it, and in just a few minutes, in just seconds, I will give you a secret message that only you can decipher with the Midnight Misfit card. Walter M. Sterling, I'm looking now for the secret message. It's such a secret that I can't find it. That's how big a secret it is here. My goodness sakes, if I was a normal host, I wouldn't be giving out secret messages at midnight to complete strangers. But let me share with you some more of the things that really annoy me at 21 past the hour. You ready? Anytime you hear anybody say locally sourced food, the food is locally sourced. The milk is locally sourced. I don't care where the cow lives. I could care less where the cow lives. In fact, it's better if I don't know where the cow lives. You keep the cows housing to themselves. You know, you can get locally sourced food. It's farm to table food. Shut up.
I don't want to know if it's farm-to-table food. I don't care. Now, let me talk about my sister-in-law. My sister-in-law, as my mother would say, she is high-strung. My mother would call her high-strung. She's one of these people who is easily offended by the sunrise, that pretty much anything annoys her. And one of the things I learned about marriage that I didn't know, but you probably knew, is that my sister-in-law controls my marriage. Your sister-in-law controls your marriage. If your sister-in-law says something bad about you to your wife or your husband, that's it. Then it's official. Then it's official. And, oh my God, if my sister-in-law gets new kitchen appliances, those are the ones we have to get. If she stacks the plates next to her sink a certain way, that's how we have to do it. If she has certain patio furniture that doesn't have a sloping back, but instead it's like a Catholic schoolgirl's classroom and everything's straight and uncomfortable, that's what we're going to get, because that's what you do. You pay attention to your sister-in-law, and that's the deal. Last year, she let us stay in her house at the Outer Banks. And I'm sitting in the, it's a long story. I'm going to make it short, but I'll tell it to you later in the summer because it's worth a long story. We're staying in the guest house, or as I would call it, the driver's house. This is where you'd put your driver. This was a mansion on the beach in the Outer Banks. In fact, probably the biggest house in the Outer Banks. The people who go to the Outer Banks would know whose house this is. We rent. She rents. And now I'm in the driver's house. I've driven my wife and children there, and now I'm in the driver's house because that's where I'm happy. I don't want to mingle. I don't want to mingle with people who get angry if I eat peanut butter. It's them. It's my peanut butter. It's not your peanut butter. Anyway, I'm sitting there on a Sunday afternoon. Sunday is key. And I'm going to do the show from the kitchen that night. And now I'm watching TV. And there's a pretty cool movie. I mean, it's a movie I want to see. It's about aliens and Nazis. You can't get better than that, than aliens and Nazis. You know about the Nazi bell, where they could travel through time as Nazis and appear at some place that we don't know about? Well, there's a movie about aliens and Nazis. I have to see that. What could be better on a Sunday afternoon? And it isn't coming up. There's a preview trailer for it, but then on the lower right it says, you know, buy now. Buy now. I'm like, okay, I'll buy the Aliens and the Nazis movie. I click on it, and boom, there it is on my TV. I can see it. I'm watching Aliens and Nazis for 2 hours. Couldn't be happier. I am thrilled. And ready for this? You'll be jealous. The temperature is 58 degrees, and it's new furniture, so it's got that new furniture smell. 58 degrees, brilliant air conditioning. Well-filtered air conditioning. I couldn't be happier. And there's nobody in the driver's house with me. I am alone in the driver's house. The next day, my sister-in-law talks to my wife. My wife looks at me and says, "Did you watch something on TV yesterday? Did you buy something on TV yesterday? Did you buy something on TV yesterday?" I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm thinking the Home Shopping Network, QVC. Did I buy a set of luggage? They're always trying to sell luggage on QVC. How much luggage do we need? I'm like, no. And then I went, oh, the movie. Yes, I bought a movie. I didn't buy a set of luggage at QVC. I bought a movie. Well, the rental office called and said, "You bought a movie." "Yes, I bought a movie." "What would that have been? $8, $12? "Well, that isn't the point." "What do you mean that isn't the point? I'll give them 12 bucks. The point is that our lease said we could not buy anything. You could not buy anything off the TV. The deal is you can't buy anything off the TV. Now, being a broadcaster, I know there are better ways to block it than having something in a lease, but putting that aside, it turns out that we weren't supposed to buy anything. And my sister-in-law is now terrified. She is terrified. I'm like, what are you so nervous about? I'll give him the $10. That isn't it. What do you mean that isn't it? That isn't it. they might not let us rent next year. I'm like, how many people do you think can afford $10,000 a week to rent a house at the Outer Banks? A horrible place to get to, a place you should have a jet. I mean, I could afford maybe, you know, a chair. I could maybe rent a chair at the Outer Banks for 2 weeks. My sister-in-law is loaded. She's loaded. And she was terrified about the 10 bucks, but mostly she was terrified that they wouldn't let her rent again. Sure enough, the next year it was no problem. Not a problem. But let's talk about what annoys you. I have a list of 500 things that annoy me because it's the Memorial Day 500.
Orange, orangey, orange, orange. Orange, orange, orange. Orangey, 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 orange.
The annoying orange signals that this is the Memorial Day 500 of 500 things that annoy me, Walter Sterling.
Sterling on Sunday. Hit after hit.
And I love this. Don't we miss this guy?
And you got one, two, three. And I'll do it along with you. It's in that back of that fence. Just the three of us, four of us, me and you. Show you what kind of a man you are. You're less than a man. Okay? You're a crumb creep. And I wouldn't take that off of nobody. And there's three of you and I'm by myself. And when it's over, there'll be nothing to it. Win or lose, okay? But you don't have the courage. You're a real crumb bum.
Mayor Rizzo. The last real mayor that Philadelphia had. The man who controlled the city. He actually controlled the city. That's what a mayor is supposed to sound like. Forget about his politics. A mayor is supposed to be in charge.
And you got one, two, three. And I'll do it along with you. It's in that back of that fence. Just the three of us, four of us, me and you. Show you what kind of a man you are. You're less than a man. Okay? You're a crumb creep. And I wouldn't take that off of nobody. And there's three of you and I'm by myself. And when it's over, there'll be nothing to it. Win or lose, okay? But you don't have the courage. You're a real crumb bum.
Poetry. Absolute poetry. Coming up in just seconds, we're going to find out what's going on the curse of Oak Island. Have they found gold on Oak Island? I can't wait to get the latest information about the curse of Oak Island. And I want to hear from you about the things that annoy you most at 888-688-WALT.
Whatever you've got, you're going to keep for the next couple of days. There's a big dome of high pressure out in the Atlantic near Bermuda, so it's called a Bermuda High. A normal player in the world's weather scheme, late spring each year. Then there's a deep area of low pressure cut off from the storm track, which has now been pushed way up north. So this cutoff low is centered over the southern plains. In between that high and low is a very strong flow of moisture right off the Gulf and a daily risk of showers and thunderstorms up the middle of the country. That's in place for the holiday tomorrow, only shifting slightly eastward Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday. And finally, Friday, a new Canadian front will start to dig into the country, trying to get through to the Tennessee Valley. But that means another wet day, Friday right into Saturday, and even some severe threats are possible. Also note that under this cutoff low, much cooler temperatures. What we haven't mentioned, however, is how this setup stalls everything else moving across the country, including the first dangerous heat out west this week. Temps in the hundreds, excessive heat warnings already posted, and the initial days of really hot weather are always the toughest. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
The goat sucker, the chupacabra, is making its way across the world. This mysterious beast that no one has actually really seen shows up and it sucks the blood out of goats, cows, chickens, and the occasional alpaca. What makes the goat sucker so dangerous is that an animal can look like it's in perfect shape. Look healthy as can be. And then you look out in the field and it's laying down dead. What's interesting is that vultures, condors, coyotes will not touch the meat of a chupacabra killed beast. The price of beef is going up. Some blame it on COVID-19. But I want to tell you the truth. It's the Chupacabra. Chupacabra. This is Velo Hool, noted cryptozoologist from Muskegon, Michigan, on Sterling on Sunday.
Skill, a cryptozoologist? How come I'm still getting email for Mayor Pete? I thought his campaign was over. Isn't Sears bankrupt? Why am I still getting email from Sears? I might as well be getting email from Robert Hall. And Radio Shack, I'm still getting emails from Radio Shack. These are companies that were supposed to be out of business, but yet they managed to annoy me by sending me emails. This Memorial Day, it's the Memorial Day 500 of things that annoy me. All eight-year-olds annoy me. Liberty Mutual commercials annoy me. Buttman annoys me. The Annoying Orange annoys me. Most Nickelodeon shows annoy me, like SpongeBob. The thing about SpongeBob, I am aware of the fact that SpongeBob is clever and funny, but because of the frequencies of those voices, more than one episode is too much. Having it on in the background is impossible. You can't have SpongeBob on in the background. Maybe that's what they want. What are the things that annoy you? Here's my phone number. I'm live. That means that you and I get to talk right now. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. If you call in, you get a chance to guess the mystery voice and to win a prize announcement. Let me tell you about the prize announcement. The prize announcement is so valuable that I will send it to you the second you win it. If you guess the mystery voice that second, we will email you the prize announcement. There is no other show on the radio or TV that sends out the prizes that you win that second. But that's what we're going to do. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Cable bills. The fact that there is a cable bill is the most annoying part. Every cable bill confuses me. I didn't realize I was paying for cable, phone, internet, high-speed internet. I didn't realize all of that. I see that cable bill, and then I try to go online to pay it. And if I don't have the account number or my password, God help me, because I don't remember any password. I am the safest customer in the world. I remember no passwords. I don't remember them to my bank. I don't remember to my cell phone. I don't remember any passwords at all. All collection agencies, let me talk about this opting in business. I have to opt in to Facebook, thousands of different email companies, many different websites, all have to get my permission to start sending me emails. Why isn't that true of collection agencies and debt companies, the ones who establish your credit? I have to give permission to every other company in the world, but the people who establish my credit seem to be able to do so without my permission. They determine my financial fortunes more than Fidelity. Experience seems to determine my financial future more than Fidelity. If I have a 720 score, I'm paying smaller interest than if I have a 650 score. That's crazy talk. If I were to make that up and tell you, by the way, this anonymous company that does not have a listed address, who you cannot go and visit, can determine how much money you can borrow. And now, by the way, you know who's in that game is Amazon. Amazon has this thing called this miserably named Syncrony Bank. Syncrony Bank, which has credit care, car care, and then Amazon credit. But it's all controlled and owned by Amazon. And they determine whether or not you have credit. That's who determines it. Then if you have bad Syncrony Bank credit, your credit score is lower. If you're slow in paying, you're lower. And you're going to have a higher interest rate, if at all, in getting another credit card. What? I didn't opt in for that. I don't believe any credit agency should have the right to determine my financial future. I did not opt in for that. They annoy me a lot.
And then Experian says, oh, you know, I can get my credit boosted instantly with an Experian boost. Well, you know what that is, by the way? That's if you give Experian credit, if you give Experian access, 100% access to your bank accounts. They can then monitor your bank accounts. They can see if you ever get overdrawn, and immediately your credit's destroyed. It's amazing. It is the most criminal scam in the world. Credit agencies are the most criminal scam in the world because you and I do not opt in. And that is something that annoys me. Let's talk about what annoys you. Here's my phone number, 888-688-WALT, because my name is Walter Sterling. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sterling on Sunday. At this time of day, when there are no distractions, you really get to pay attention to your own body. You get to take care of yourself. You get to say, what is it that my body needs? What do I need? You feel your joints. You feel the soles of your feet. You're maybe a little anxious about everything you have to do this week. That's you. And there's a way to get that removed. It's with CBD products. CBD products. You've heard a lot about the impressive potential health benefits of CBD. It's the powerful extract from cannabis, the marijuana plant. But there's no high. It's legal. And you don't need a prescription when you shop at cbdistillery.com. These are the experts I trust. I buy CBD products from cbdistillery.com. Well, you do that because they're an advertiser. No, I did it before they were an advertiser, and I use my own money. Yes, I beg them to send me stuff, and they don't. I use my own money. Now, in two non-clinical surveys, 81% of CB Distillery customers reported that CBD helps them stay calm. But it gets better. An impressive 90% said they sleep better with CBD. Look, if more calm and better sleep are important to you, now is the perfect time to have CBD delivered straight to your door. You don't have to touch anything. You don't have to go out. Delivered straight to your door. With over 250,000 customers, CBDistillery.com is the source I trust. And right now, get 20% off when you enter Walter at checkout. Again, enter Walter for 20% off at cbdistillery.com. That's cbdistillery.com.
At the very best listeners, and we mean you.
Oh my gosh, it's Walter Sterling on a Sunday night. Here we are coming back from the beach, the lake, and everybody's asleep in the car, right? It's just you and me. The grown-ups are all sound asleep. This is the best time of day to be on the radio. I love being on the radio at this time because when it's just you and me, we don't feel out of place. During the day, I feel out of place. I do not fit in. My life does not fit in with anybody else. This has been true my whole life. And it used to bother me until I realized I had you. I don't mean that in a corny way. It's a fact. Now, I'd love to see what you're looking at right now. Would you do that for me? Take a picture of whatever you're looking at right now and send it to waltermsterling@gmail.com. On Tuesday, I will post it on my Facebook page, and everybody can have this communal experience, this kumbaya experience. Take a picture of whatever you're looking at right now. If you're driving, don't be stupid. Pull over, do it there. And because you know what I'm looking at, I'd like to see what you're looking at. Take a picture of it. And many of the times I get, like from Robert Gaw and Frankie Reds and my other friends, they're hysterical. And Neil Paul, yes, they're hysterical. I love these pictures. So send it in. I'll post it on Facebook. Here's the email address again. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. This is the Memorial Day 500, where I get to share with you the things that annoy me most. The 500 top things that annoy me most. We're going down the list. We're counting them down. Here we go. I just explained that I hate all credit agencies because why can't I opt in to a credit agency? Apparently, that's not possible. I can't opt in. All right, let's go down the list. The tailors and men's department stores. The tailors and men's department stores, no matter what it is, no matter which department store, whether it's Macy's or Brooks Brothers, it's always the same tailor. It's always this guy. He's about 5 feet tall. His name is David. And it always goes like this. Hey, we got to take in a little in the crotch. And then he yanks the crotch of the pants from behind. He yanks it really tight. We got to take in a little from the back here. And then he takes that chalk and he marks up my butt on the pants. And then they mark the, what do you want, a full break, a half break? What do you want? I'm like, I need a half break. No matter what I say about the cuffs, it comes out wrong. Now, remember to bring it back if it isn't right. I have never brought a pair back. Never in my life have I gone for a second fitting. I realize this may seem stupid, but I'm like, really? I don't want to go back for a second fitting. You got to get it right the first time. Then I learned, as I got to be an adult, that I needed to tip them. All right, so now I tip them, and hopefully it'll get better. I love the fact that we, Sterling on Sunday, that's the name of the show, I'm Walter Sterling, have an affiliate in Alaska. Pat in Alaska, welcome to the big show. Hi, Pat.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Good. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Yeah, I like your pet peeve because we've all had similar things happen in the for the alterations
hey, turn,
in the
turn sport. Turn off your radio, Pat.
Oh, yes. Okay, I'm way over here. Okay. Okay, well, I don't have a computer anymore, but I had some relatives put a couple really nice things on Craigslist and all, and they put the phone number for me and that for them to call the phone number, and they will not call. They will only go back to the person that put it on. You know, and I just can't believe that that just because it's not technology, they cannot pick up a phone and call.
What are you talking about?
Well, you put an ad for sale, something for sale on Craigslist.
Yes.
But someone puts it on for you. I don't have a computer anymore. So they they'll go back to the person that put it on there, but they will not do what it says to call my number because I'm the one selling the item.
It's very annoying, and I thank you very much for your call, Pat. 888-688-WALT. That's what annoys Pat, that you can't change your phone number on Craigslist, and I've had that experience with Craigslist. It's very difficult to change your quote-unquote identity on Craigslist or to get people to call a different number. Yes, I share that experience. What annoys you? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I'm clicking around because I'm looking for something which I will never find. All right, let me go down the list on the, oh, here it is, on the Memorial Day 500 of things that annoy me.
Orange, orangey, orange, 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 orangey, 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 orange.
Sterling on Sunday, hits after hit.
The mechanic. Anything to do with the mechanic annoys me because there's no transparency in what this is. We have no idea what the mechanic should charge us to repair the car. Now, today, my 17-year-old calls us from the road with a panic attack saying, the car isn't moving. The car isn't moving. Well, it's a 2003 Cadillac, and it often doesn't move, but now we're going to have to go through the hell of getting the car repaired. We're going to have to go through the hell of it. And the challenge is every mechanic I go to repair whatever the problem is going to tell me both a different price and a different problem. And there's no transparency in this. It's a spectacular. I wish there was a McDonald's of mechanics where all of them have the same menu. We can look at what their sensors show them is wrong and get an accurate, honest price. Yes, I'm sure there are honest mechanics, but I'm not sure which ones they are. What else have we got that annoys me? The doctor's waiting room. Why is it in the doctor's waiting room, unless you're a kid, is there nothing for me to do? I do not want to read medical journals. I don't want to watch that that video going over and over again about new diabetes medicine. The doctor's waiting room is horrible, but the key to the horror of the doctor's waiting room is one sentence. What insurance do you have? Why can't a doctor's office greet us with, "Oh, Mr. Sterling, it's nice to see you. I'm sorry that you don't feel well. We're glad you're here. How can we help you? Would you like some tea or coffee while you're waiting?" No. Instead, the greeting is always the same. What insurance do you have? What insurance do you have? And I swear it wasn't like that when I was a kid. But now that there are 10 people behind that desk doing nothing but taking care of insurance, it's hell. It's really hell. Another thing that annoys me is the parent-teacher conference. The parent-teacher conference. The challenge there is that my wife doesn't want me to speak, but I'm an expert. I'm an expert in all things. That's how I got to be a talk show host. Only talk show hosts can ask questions about everything. When I go for the parent-teacher conference, I want to be able to express myself. I want to be able to share my knowledge of the education system and exactly what my kids need, because I'm their dad. That's my job. And then, what are you wearing? Don't you need a haircut? Why don't you get a haircut? A lot of my life revolves around, why don't I get a haircut? I don't get a haircut because I'm perfectly happy with the way things are. Aren't you? How many guys after the pandemic and they're allowed out are going to not get haircuts? They're going to stick with that mullet, that Beatles look that they always wanted to have, that their parents wouldn't let them have. That's what's going to happen, you know. Well, it's a spectacular show. And next week, I'm going to go down the list of things that annoy me more. And I hope to talk to you about the things that annoy you more, because this is the Memorial Day 500 of annoyance. Things that annoy you and me. Things that we only get to express on the radio. And I'll tell you, way at the top of my list of things that annoy me are our hosts, talk show hosts, who spend 3 hours screaming at the Democrats. Really, guys, can't you come up with better than that? I think you can. I think you can come up with better than that. I'd love to see those pictures. Send them to me at waltermsterling@gmail.com. waltermsterling@gmail.com. I will post them on my Facebook page Tuesday. Tuesday, I post them on my Facebook page. And now we get to spend a whole summer pretty much stuck in the house with kids who should never be stuck in the house. This is my spiritual challenge, ladies and gentlemen. This is my spiritual challenge.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.